Rabbi Isai, today I would like to discuss with you something very interesting. And before we begin, I have to make very clear a disclaimer. Make it very clear that what I'm telling you is not halacha lemaisa, it's not practical, because many people will be very offended with the topic that I'm discussing. Topic is segulos. I picked up, it was in the Svarm store. I was in the Svarm store, I came across this kuntres. The name of the kuntres is called Segulos Rabbi Seinu. Let me read you what it says in the title. Normally you would see a Segulos, we would just, stay away. Segulos Rabbi Seinu. But it says here, from whom are these Segulos from? Minaronon v'rabonon, Maran ha-chazoinish. Chazoinish is giving Segulos. This is something which is can't be. A stipler. Hagoyin of Yosef Sholom al Yashiv, Hagoyin Rabbi Avadi Yosef, Hagoyin Rabbi Chaim Knievsky, Hagoyin, I'm not sure who this person is, he was called very often Mutzbi, Mem Vav Tzadi Peyud, one of the G'dolei Yisrael. What?
Probably Mutzafi.
Mutzafi? It's a Sfarish Rav, one of the Sfarish Rav Mutzafi, the Oid. So this is from the mainstream. Many of us are familiar with these G'dolei Yisrael, and this is mainstream. And this individual, he collected a lot of very interesting things. What could I tell you? It's very, very interesting, and I want to make it very clear. A lot of these things I never heard of before. 90% of the things here I never heard of before, and I don't plan on ever doing them. But yet, it's very interesting to hear what they are. Not so much that I would do them or we would do them, but it gives us at least a deeper appreciation of of the mitzvos and of different concepts in halacha and agada. You'll see what I mean as we go through.
What is based upon?
What? It means special. V'hiyisem li segula. You shall be a treasure. The yisem li segula mikol ha'amen.
When you say it's a school for something, call it a special
service? It means if you do this, it's
you'll be blessed with a certain.
It's like a magical blessing. A magical blessing. I don't have a good translation. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me run through a few things. Okay, a lot of things I'm not going to... Just we'll see how it goes. First thing, everything in the Sefer is organized by the letters of the Aleph base. So he goes from Aleph through Tav. So he starts with the letter Aleph. Let me present you a few things. First thing is what appears in the Gemara. A lot of these segulos have pretty good sources. The Gemara talks about Masechta Shabbos. Can a woman go out on Shabbos with what's called an Evan Tekuma? Now, what is an Evan Tekuma? It's some type of mystical stone that was known in ancient times, and it was a skula for a pregnant woman not to miscarriage. And the problem here, this is a halachic problem, and this issue touches upon how far does halacha recognize a skula? On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. Shabbos categorically forbidden to go and carry from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. When are you allowed to carry? Part of your clothing, or if you need it tachshit, or if you need it for your health. If it's part of, if it's necessary for your well being, it becomes part of your body. So women, they had this thing called an Evan Tekuma. They would want to hold it in their hands, and they would want to walk in the street holding a stone. Now you would say that's a malacha deraisa. You're carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Yet the Gemara says a woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos holding in her hands an Evan Tekuma, because this stone really works. This stone prevents a woman who has a tendency to miscarry from having a miscarriage. So it's part of her physical body. It becomes batel. At kidei kach, it takes away the violation of chilul Shabbos. So the question is, what about bizman hazeh? So he basically says that bizman hazeh, we really don't know. We don't know what this Evan Tekuma is. We don't. No one can identify. People have their claim. They know what it is. they know what it is, or the point. We don't know what it is. Even if we know what it is, we don't believe in it anymore. Or it's suffix if we really do believe in it. Is this koyach magical? Is there something that the reason why it works? It was like derech hateva, that there's some scientific reason why indeed it prevents a woman from having a miscarriage. But basically, this is something which is not practical anymore. But the reason why I present this is because this is from the very few, if maybe only skula, that appears mamish in the Gemara and the Talmud. It's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos Daf Samach Vav Tanu Rabbanan Yotzin Be'Even Tekuma B'Shabbos. Tekuma means to establish. It establishes the child in the womb of the mother. It prevents the child from falling out. And it is a topic of discussion that how far will halacha go to recognize the power of a skula. Here we find it to be done, recognized in a very significant way, where a woman can even carry on Shabbos. Another classic example of this, where let's say a yulati mechal Shabbos go to a mekubal to write a kaneya. Let's say Rachman al-Hassan, a person is very sick, and there's a certain mukubal that you know of. You're into mukubalim, and when the mukubal and he writes a kaneh and he puts the kaneh on your chest, you have menuchas hanefesh that everything will be okay. And a person Rachman al-Hassan is dying on Shabbos, and the family wants to go to a mukubal on the other side of town. The mechal Shabbos by traveling there, and the mukubal should mechal Shabbos by writing the kaneh, and the mechal Shabbos by coming back and putting the kaneh on the person that he should remain alive. Are you allowed to do this? So on the one hand, ein davar oymi b'bnei bikuach nefesh. So if it's necessary, so maybe yes. On the other hand, come on, it's a segula. This is not derech hateva. When Chazal say ein davar oymi b'bnei bikuach nefesh, that means it has to work scientifically. Can't work, can't do magic. Maybe not. Maybe even if it's magical, it does work. Well, what's the source for this halacha? Go to the halacha, go to the source when it comes to Evan Tekuma. Is Evan Tekuma magic? If it's a magical power, then just like a woman is allowed to go out on Shabbos to Evan Tekuma, likewise, you can go be Mechal Shabbos to have a Mukul write a Kaneya. Okay, so this is the issue, is maybe it doesn't work, but it's necessary for the person's well-being, for his psychological state of mind. Maybe yeah, maybe not. It's not clear. It appears to be that it's Osir. That's what it seems to be. I don't know. Okay, let's now go to another. This is something which is very popular. What happens if you... I think I have it in my wallet. I haven't looked at this probably in years. I'm not going to bore you. If you lose something, do I have this? I think I have this. I have not a bendel. I used to have it in my wallet. Oh, I do have it. Look at that. I have it. I haven't looked at this in years. Skula La Veda. You see, it's in my wallet. A skula for lost objects. What do you say? Omar Rabbi Binyamin, Hakol Becheska Suman. Everyone is in the status of blind. The whole world is blind. Acha Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiras Seinem until Kadosh Baruch Hu enlightens their eyes. Min Hacha Vayifkach Elokim Es Einecha. It says this concerning Hagar. Okay, so you're supposed to say this, and it has here in the back Shir Hamalos. And if a person lost something, it's a skula for a lost object. What? Some say you're supposed to say this for a shidduch. A shidduch is an aveda. A shidduch is called an achas mitzaleisa. You're supposed to say this. What? Okay, so let me. Yeah. He talks about it also. Yeah, what?
They put a picture of the Karis Theorem in the room on the wall. That's supposed to get rid of all.
What's the shock?
Don't ask me why.
Okay, now this was shocking to me. This segula. Let me read you what it says here. This segula he brings from the Sefer Toldos Yosef is. Let me read the entire thing. School Aveda Yama, you say this, it's a memra. This is a medrash. This memra from Rabbi Binyamin is a medrash. It's a medrash in Bereshis Perek Chof Alf. I guess that's the pasuk by Ava Hagar. And if you say that, Vat Yifkach Elokim Esenech Vateres Ber Moim Vatelach Vatmali Esachem Esmayim Vatashk Es Hanor. It's interesting, the way he presents it here is to say the entire pasuk. The card that I have does not have the entire pasuk. So what's the purpose? You're not doing it correctly. Believe it or not, the stipler. Believe it or not, the stipler endorses this school. He says there's something to this. And believe it or not, that the Chazonish, now that's not something to be taken lightly. The Chazonish is not a person who was very fond of skulos.
Right.
But yet the Chazonish, he cites it, the Chazonish says that he himself did this. The Chazonish, when he could not find something, the Chazonish himself actually said this memory from the Medrash in order to be zoicha to find it. That's what it says. It says he did it. I don't know if he found it, but it says that he did it. Okay, so this seems to does have to have some. Now, what's very interesting about this is, let me read you word word what it says here. It says here the next entry, Skulu l'mitzia saveda, and this it sheds more light on the issue. Yikra es hasibur shel Rebbe Tzvi Hirsch Leib Zatzal. Anyone hear of this person? I don't know when he lived. I don't know who he was, but it appears to be. And this the swings on a sefer Avram Eved, the name of a sefer Avraham Eved Hashem, that there was a person by the name of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Leib, and he had a story, and if a person can't lose something, you should say the story, and you should say the tefillah that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Leib composed. And you guaranteed, actually, guaranteed, it's a school to find what you lost. Let me read you the story. It's a nice story, but it sheds light on what it's all about. Here we go. Hatzadik, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Leib, Kibel, Sheh. Kibel, the Maisu was, Kibel, Sheon Zahav. He received a gold watch. Yokar b'matan al yom nisuav. When he got married, chosan, he received a gold chosan watch. Liyamim, after a period of time, Ovat, Hashaon, the watch was lost. V'chol ma'amotzav l'motzo, olu b'tohu, all of his attempts to find the watch resulted in nothing. Nasa, so what did he do? Nasa hatzadik, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Leib, enav l'shamayim. The Amani said the following, this is what he said. Ribayna shalayla, harei sadna da'ara chadhu. This is an expression in the Gemara. The band of the earth is one. It's all connected. We are physically connected to the other end of the earth. Therefore, Kiloimar, Kidur Ha'aretz Kuloi Nechshav Kigush Echol Lefanecha. The surface of the earth, the ball of the earth before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is considered to be one mass. The Aton Yu Malkoi Shaloilam Miloi Chol Ha'aretz Kivoidecha. Imkain, Ein Lecha. It doesn't make a difference where the watch is, because as far as you're concerned, in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is revealed, everything is in your possession. Oz, Yehi Rotzon Milufonach, I pray to you, Shekiilu Hashoi Nevad B'Mokoyim Hazevi Emtzewata. It should be as if the watch was lost right here on the ground in front of me, and I should find it at this very moment. Okay, as bizarre as it seems. Kichaloisai es devarav, when this tzaddik, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Leib, finished reciting, making this request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sadna da'ad echadu, and by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever it is, it's revealed, so it shouldn't make a difference to you. Hiskoifef hatzaddik, he bent down, v'hoishit es yodel l'karka, he touched the ground, magic, magician, motza v'hedem es hashon, he picked up the watch. Omar Rav Tzvi Hirsch Leib lechasidav mavtiachani. I promise you, shekol mi sheivid adover ma vedavka shenevad vadain lenev. As long as it's lost, it's not been stolen. Azai im yisaper samasa hazef. You will recite this story. O yishmu meachar meachar. Someone will recite it. Miyad yimso es avidasa. And what should you say? Yirotzem ilfanocha hakadosh baruch hu shebezchus Rav Tzvi Hirsch Leib zatzal in the zchus Rav Tzvi Hirsch zatzal. Emsa es avedasi yehiyu l'ratzonim neifiv hegin libi l'fanach Hashem srivagoli. Okay, so this is a very fascinating story. I never heard of the story, and it says that Hagoyin Rabbi Meir Mozoz Shlita, he's a very big Talmud Chacham. I don't know about him. He's one of the big Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael. He tells people that they should do this. He tells people if they lose something, this is indeed a segula. Again, I'm not going to do it. I don't advise. I don't advise anyone to do this, but what I like about the story is, it's very interesting how he expresses, Ribbono shel Olam, sadna da'ad echadu. Nothing is lost by you, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is the same, it's one, it's your world, by you it's revealed, and the same way you misspell, the same way to you it's revealed, please make it revealed to us as well. When your person connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you recognize that Ein Nistar, there's nothing that's forgotten, nothing that's concealed from before Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you use in the form of a prayer, a person may have the siyata deshmaya to find what he is missing. Okay, let's go to another idea, another concept. What?
You seem to frown on this one.
I don't frown on anything. I don't want to be an apikoros. All I'm telling you is, you talk about segulas, it's very dangerous. We live in a world where we're obsessed with segulas. As we mentioned in the beginning, I a lot of these things I never heard of before. I don't plan on ever using these things, but I enjoyed reading a lot of the things said because it gives me a greater appreciation for some of the mitzvos and some of the inyanim that he mentions. I'm going to run through some of them very quickly now. Some of these, yeah.
It's ironic to say that we're obsessed with segulos when we're supposed to be raised on. Scientific and rational.
Exactly, exactly.
This is based on superstition.
No, so a lot of the things he chose, is really forms of prayer. You recognize, just like by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's revealed. That's the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing hidden before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am mispala that you should grant me insight. Let me into your world. Let me into your world where I also, the item that was lost from me should be found. It's more of a tefillah. It's not magic.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Here's a tzaddik saying that.
Yeah.
So to speak, like we talked about here this morning, you can down okay, your level.
You have to.
Level,
okay, okay.
We're not so they can
take it with a grain of salt. It's interesting. We'll see. Let me run through a few more things. You'll get a little of a taste. A little taste.
You can say it in English.
Even if you're going to say, is it really going to make a difference? Is it really going to make a difference? I don't want to be an apikoros. We're discussing these things for the educational value. These things are not meant to be taken literally. Zeal you have in your house. All right, let's see. Eliyahu Hanavi, Motzoi Shabbos. Did anyone ever hear of this bizarre? Did anyone hear of this bizarre school of Motzoi Shabbos? You're supposed to say 130 times Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu. We all know that Motzoi Shabbos, Dahi Sudasa, the Suda of Melav Malka is the Suda of Melech HaMashiach. So why 130 times? Because the Gematria of Eliyahu Hanavi is 120. There are 10 letters in Eliyahu Hanavi, so 120 plus the 10 letters is. But the point is, what's the practical point of saying Eliyahu Hanavi 130 times Mitzvah Shabbos? It's to knock into your head. There's something called Mashiach. There is an Eliyahu Hanavi, and we are yearning a chakal of a chol yom shiyav, and Mashiach should come. Do I advise you to sit 130 times? Absolutely not.
But
end up saying it 130 times. Okay. Okay, it's definitely something a little interesting. Yeah.
Is it any segula? Some people say, like, you go to a bris.
Yeah.
And you have a sick person in the house.
Yeah.
You know, Eliyahu Hanavi comes to the bris.
There is a very beginning that when you buy a bris mil to say mizmar tes, because the malach rafal is there to heal the child. The child is a chayla because of a mitzvah, so he's almost guaranteed that the malach rafal will come to heal him. You want to chaperain, you want to hold on to the coattails of the child, and also be mispalo that a chayla should be healed. That's also like a derech segula. But let's go further. I want to run out of time. And this, I'm sure you've all heard of. Everyone here has heard of this segula. I don't know how you practice this segula. I'm not into this. But afikoymen, to leave over a small piece of the afikoymen on Pesach and to put it away in the house. Now, it appears that the Iker segula was in ancient times when they traveled on a ship. When they travel long distance on a ship, if there was they would take with them a piece of the afikoymen, and if there was a storm, they would throw into the water the piece of afikoymen, and they would hope that would calm the waters. Now, where does it come from? Okay, so it sounds like something very strange. Afi Koimin, it's Shmira, Lil Pesach, it's Lil Shimurim. You want to take from the Afi Koim, from the one night of Pesach, a Darga of Lil Shimurim. You take it with you, you keep it in the house. It's a skula. If you walk into some shuls, they have hanging on the wall. I know a shul, they don't do it anymore. But there's a certain shul they used to have hanging on the wall in a plastic bag, in a clear plastic bag, a piece of matzah. I'm assuming what they had hanging up on the wall was someone's Afi Koim, and they kept in the shul on the wall as a skula. Where does it come from? So it's very nice. He writes here because this is what Klal Yisrael did when they left the Mitzrayim. That's pasuk. Vayisa ha'omes bitseiko terem yechmatz nisharoi som siduros b'simloi som al shechmam. When they left Egypt, they ate matzah and they had their matzah on their shoulders, and it was with that matzah they entered into the yam. The yam split for Klal Yisrael. They were speared from the yam, carrying on their back the Shiyari Mitzvah. Now, obviously, now is this going to work? It's magic. But what it does do on a very simple level is it's a reminder. It brings a person back into a frame of mind of simcha, a frame of mind of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the Kol Yachol and has the power to do even the impossible. And in Chazal's view, the impossible is always described as Kriyas Yamsuf.
They didn't toss their dough into the water.
Okay, but it's a reminder. It's a reminder of this pasuk. It's a reminder of a person should put his emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, he brings down, he has a lot of stories. A lot of the stories are stories that where we find Gedolim mocking segulas. He's trying, you know, to put himself out of business with the sefer. He brings out that a person went to Rabbi Yashiv and was begging Rabbi Yashiv to give him a piece of his afikoyim. And Rabbi Yashiv basically said that it's ridiculous. You want a segula? The ultimate segula is be mekayim what it says in the Torah. Learn Torah, be mekayim the mitzvos, as it says in the pasuk from Matan Torah. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. If you mekayim the Torah, you'll be an am segula, and you don't need to have any afikoyimin and all of these bizarre things. It's not important. He told him, learn Torah, look at the words of the scene. When you finish the Masechta, you say the pasuk, behisalechecha tancha oisach, b'shachdecha tishmar lech, it will guard you. The Torah will guard you. V'hakitzoisa, when you wake up, he sisichecha. The Torah is the school. You don't need to come on to all of these funny schoolers. Okay, let's go to another idea. Now, this is where he shows to discredit school. There's something called the Frankel Rambam. Okay, in yeshivas, it's very popular. The Frankel Rambam. Shamsi Frankel published a new edition of the Rambam where he it was a critical edition of the Rambam. Plus, he shtelt to Marim Mekomos and all of the Gedolei Achronim to each halacha, where you can find chidushim on every halach in the Rambam. He never finished putting it out. He died before he finished putting out the last volume. I always remember hearing in yeshiva that he was told by the stipler, that he should not put out his edition quickly because it's a school of arichas yamim. Publishing the works of the Rambam is a skula for arichas yamim. So if he were to publish all the volumes of the Rambam early in his life, he would have no longer reason to live. So he should delay publishing each volume, take as long as possible to live a long life. Eventually, he lived a very long life. He was very old when he died, but he died before he finished putting out the last volume. So if Chaim Knievsky said that lo hayu dvar me'olam, his father, the stipler, never ever told Shapsi Frankel, it's a very famous story, never told Shapsi Frankel he should delay putting out the Shapsi Frankel Rambam as a school of arichas yamim. It's a baba maisa. It's not true. Lahagil Torah, lahadira. The faster he would put it out, the better it would be. The more people will be able to learn from his Rambam. But this is just something which is very popular, which he says of. Okay, let's go to another few ideas very quickly. He has a discussion about having children. Okay, there's people that are looking to have children. So one, he has a lot of things I'm skipping over because then I really could die to say over some of these things. But one thing he says, he has many stories where people came to brachas from Gedolei Yisrael, they should have children, and the Gedolei Yisrael told them they should make aliyah. They should live in Eretz Yisrael. And this, they felt, was a school that has a source in the pasuk. Avram Avinu did not have children, and it says that the after 10 years, was it Yitzchak? Was it Yitzchak? The pasuk says Miketz Eser Shanim Lesheves Avram Ba'aretz. Not the Yitzchak. That Avram Sarai did not have children. And the calculation in the pasuk was made.
You have to wait
10 years.
Right.
You have to. The Gemara learns that a person is not allowed in the mikra at the time of Chazal. They would divorce their wives. This we don't practice this bisman hazeh. But at the time of Chazal, if a woman does not have children after 10 years, a husband would divorce his wife. And the Gemara, but they learn that from Avram. It says in Avram, "Vayhi miketz eser shanim l'sheves Avram b'yeretz Kanan." But the Gemara also learns that the clock starts only from the time you come into Eretz Yisrael. So if you do not have children for 10 years. And you make Aliyah and you come to Eretz Yisrael, the clock starts fresh. So from this you learn that the zuchus of living in Eretz Yisrael enhances one's ability to merit to have children. And this is a source in the Gemara. It's a Chazal, it's a Medrash. And therefore many Gedolei Yisrael indeed took this as a advice. They used this advice to childless couples that they should come and live in Eretz Yisrael. It will be a skula to have children. Now when you say skula, obviously means living in Eretz Yisrael. It means you're living in a higher standard. You're living in the place of Kedusha, a Makom Kodosh, and that will inspire a person to misspell properly.
Okay.
Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. So then you can go from Barbach to Flapush. It's also Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. But going to Eretz Yisrael obviously is a Maila. Okay, there's also an Indian of drinking wine. Okay, he brings different stories to drink. Every time we make Kiddush, we bench, or we make Havdalah, most of us make Kiddush Havdalah on grape juice. And the Gemara says that making Kiddush on Havdalah on Yayin, it's a Gemara, wait, let me just find it very quickly. Omar, here it is. Omar, it's a Gemara. Gemara Masechta Shavuos. Omar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Hamavdil Al Hayayin, B'motzoi Shabosos, Havni Lo Le Bonim Zuchorim. It's a Gemara. Okay, so a lot of things he tries to show over here, you know, there are Narsha schools also, but he tries to focus on things which have real sources. And this is something, this is Daf Yudches. Yudches Named Beis. So it says a person should be mavdil al yayin b'motzei Shabbos, that was to be buried to have zuchorim, bonim zuchorim. Now everyone makes kin havdalah b'motzei Shabbos on yayin, whether it's grape juice, which also has the halachic status as yayin, you make a priya gofen. So he brings down over here that people would come to Chaim Kanievsky and they would ask him that they would ask him for a bracha to have children. And these people live in Eretz Yisrael, there was nothing obviously wrong, and everything, they're tough, fine people. So they were looking for something extra. So he would advise them that they should make Havdalah. Do what it says in the Gemara. You can't go wrong when you do something that it says in the Gemara. He's not asking them to go put a red band around their arm. He's asking them real things. And they would say, what do you mean? Well, of course you make Havdalah. Do you make Havdalah on grape juice? Or do you make Havdalah on Yayin? So we make Havdalah on grape juice. I mean, not everyone. So you should be Mahader. You should be Mahader to fulfill what it says in the Gemara, literally. Yayin is real Yayin, not grape juice. I just want to point out simple things which he felt may we take things more seriously.
He talks about it being a school for wealth also.
You put in your pockets.
He also made, yeah, he only made Havdalah. Yeah, yeah. Why do you attribute his great wealth? No, because
you put your fingers in the wine.
Then he talks about that. We just learned this thing, Kitz Shulchan Aruch. We learned this in Kitz Shulchan Aruch that Haragel B'ner, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Haragel B'ner, Havni Le'Bonim Zucharim. Talmidei Chachamim. So Ferish Gemara Gemara Masechta Shabbos. A person is ruggle in Ner, which includes Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, will merit to have Bonim that are Talmidei Chachamim. So that he also, most people do. Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky says it only applies if a person does it with all of the Hidurim, which means Shemen Zayis, and with special types of wicks, and the candles are lit for the proper amount of time, and the candles are lit by the dining room table. When we light candles today, we don't do 90% of the hidurim that are required. We are very practical. We light wax candles. We don't light on the dining room table. We light it on the side. So he would tell people, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong by doing what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Haragel b'ner, having loy banim zucharim talmidei chachamim." So if you do what it says in the Gemara, you have to have emuna in the chachamim that you will succeed. But do it the way it says to do it in the Gemara. Shem and zayis on the dining room table have benefit from the neiros when you eat, and the neiros should be lit for the sudo, if not longer. He would tell them to do simple things like this. All right, this is an interesting idea. Okay, let me just do a few more quick things. When a person gets an aliyah, we always find people running around asking, "Give me a bracha, give me a bracha, oh, give me a bracha." It sounds a little foolish. The ideal time to ask someone to give you a bracha is after you get an aliyah. Never heard of this before. When you get an aliyah, you get the aliyah.
Or the person that you want.
Whoever, when a person is called up to the Torah and he reads from the Torah, he makes a bracha rishona, he has the aliyah, and then exactly. Problem is the mishberach today are not said properly. The mishberachs are mumbled, and the person saying the mishberach doesn't have kavana. It's not done the way it should be done. But a moment when a person is open, the channels in Shemaim are open, that a person should be receive a bracha, is after he leans from the Torah. When you connect yourself with the holiness of the Torah, that is a moment in time when it's misugal. If a person will give him a sincere bracha, it will be accepted in heaven, and he will indeed be blessed.
What about when
and it makes sense, because that's the time when a person is coming the closest he possibly can to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Yeah.
When you give tzedakah and the person gives you a bracha, does that count?
Yes, also, he mentioned that many times, that the best time for these things that we call segulos is when you're doing mitzvahs. When you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're putting on a red thing around your arm, what is that going to help you? But when you're involving yourself in mitzvahs, whether it's giving tzedakah, whether it's learning Torah, whether it's gemilas chasadim, that is a time when you are more likely to receive divine favor and bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So if you're learning with somebody in the chavrusa,
yeah,
can you ask your chavrusa to give you a bracha?
Of course. Why? There's no harm. Will it work?
No,
I don't know.
You're saying the channels are open. I'm looking at the ideal.
Okay, I don't have any clear answer. Another interesting thing he points out, he has all these very interesting sources. The best time to receive a bracha is early in the morning, because it's a pasuk. The pasuk is Loy Ashalechacha Kiim Berachtani. If you want to find a source in the Torah for receiving a bracha, Yaakov Avinu received the bracha from the Malach. When did Yaakov Avinu receive bracha from the Malach? Early in the morning. Loy Ashalechacha Kiim Berachtani. When did that Maisa happen? That Maisa happened early in the morning. Where else do you have in the Torah a source of receiving a bracha? So this is something to take into account. Okay, then he talks about. Okay, I'm running out of time, but Shluch HaKan. Okay, Shluch HaKan is a big... Everyone today is in a craze of Shluch HaKan. It's not really proper, not necessarily, because Shluch HaKan is a mitzvah ki kori lucha. It has to be by accent. But he says, there are many things associated with Shluch HaKan, of having children, of having a kisivne bayis chodosh, getting married. Right after the parish of Shluch HaKan comes the parish of kisivne bayis chodosh. A bayis chodosh includes many things. We want to receive a bayis chodosh to the... He does. I want to mention. He points out over here is you don't have to mamish through the mitzvah. If you want to have this school, if you really believe it's going to help, which I don't want to be curious and say things are not going to help. I'm very skeptical of all these schools. But he writes here, you don't have to mamish through it. Just say the psukim. That's good enough. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you want the school of Shluch HaKaran, open up a Chumash, learn the Rashi, learn the Inyan, read the Psukim, say it slowly with Kavana. There'll be just as good a skula as actually going out and finding a bird and paying someone a lot of money. You can say the psuk and you'll have the same skula as well. Pretty close, yeah. Pretty close. I'm not quoting word for word. We have to see inside. All right. Well, let me just tell you one more quick few things. Okay, one thing, having children, this is a serious matter. I know of a story like this, Shatchonus. Okay, this is not really a skula. Many times people will come to Gedolei Yisrael and ask them, they want a bracha to have children. They have not had children for a number of years. And they will ask them, did you pay the shatchan? Did you pay the shatchan? Did you give shatchonus? The year we gave 80%. We didn't give the last 20. Oh, there was another person who also wanted shatchan. We didn't give to him. There was a maschil, a goymer, so on and so forth. Many Gedolei Yisrael would advise them, you should go back and make sure all the parties involved are satisfied. And many times, right after they paid the shatchanis, right away they had children. My mother always told me a story like this. She knows for a fact that there was a couple she knew very well, and they didn't have children for many years. And they came to they came to visit a certain person. It was my grandmother, and they gave the shatchanis. It was many years later, and all of a sudden now they're giving shatchanis. All these years later, it must have been who knows how many years, and right after they had a child. So. I don't know, at least it created an impression upon me the way the story was told to me, but he brings it down over here. Is that a segula? How does that work? It's a skula. Is this something with, there's a tzvi in Shemayim? But he does make mention of this. Okay, maybe give you one more quick thing I could find very quickly. Some other interesting, okay, this is an interesting thing. I never heard this before. That a very important, an eis ratzon is birchas kohanim. Look in the Torah. Don't try to look for exotic skulas. Look for skulas in the Torah. The Torah instructs Kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael. If a person has a specific need for something very important, he should go to two Kohanim before Birchos Kohanim, tell them what he needs, what he wants. They should say his name before they go up to the Duchen, before they begin Birchas Kohanim. Two Kohanim should actually say the person's name, his mother's name, his father's name, whatever it is, and then they should continue to recite as they do normally Birchas Kohanim in the Beis HaKnesses on the Yom Tov. That is a skula for special bracha. Being that the Torah gives bracha through Birchas Kohanim, and the Kohanim indeed are having in mind that this person should be blessed, he has a need, and you are relying upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not coming on anything exotic, you're focusing on what it says in the Torah, this he holds is something which is very favorable, can help out a person. Okay, have a wonderful day.